The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What up, Mario Lopez? Here back in the driver's seat to chauffeur you through your Thursday. Feeling fresh today, and it's all because of this epic night's sleep I had like 4 days ago. This never happens to me, so I'm going to tell you about that later. We're also going to get a new life hack coming up at Courtney's Corner. This will save your fingernails, but right now, let's turn the radio up for that sweet sound. You're on with Mario Lopez. Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
ESPN has the first round of the NFL draft.
Hey, let's go Chargers.
Netflix premieres Dead Boy Detectives, a comedy about two teenage ghosts who work alongside a clairvoyant to solve mysteries.
I saw a teaser for this. It just seems ridiculous. They're dead and they're helping. But hey, you know, I guess people are into it. Mario Lopez here, and there's still a little time left to get in on this week's sweepstakes. One winner and a guest, and we'll fly to Resorts World Vegas for two nights. We're going to treat you like a VIP with $150 toward dinner, pitchers of cocktails for day drinking, and VIP passes for their nightclub Zouk. If you're trying to do Vegas in style, Resorts World defines luxury. Big thanks to them for providing the prizes. To enter and get all the rules, just head over to onwithmario.com. Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez, time to learn a new life hack. What is the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
I know you've all been waiting for this. Key rings. Huh. It can be annoying trying to get your keys on or off the ring.
That is
sometimes
annoying.
Your nail bends, it hurts. Well, here's what you need. A staple remover.
Oh, yeah.
You use its teeth to dig into the crack between the rings and create enough space to add or remove a key. You're welcome, and you're not heading to the nail salon.
That is, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario and Courtney Lopez here. We find something to celebrate every single day. What is today's obscure holiday?
It is Hairstylist Appreciation Day, you guys.
Okay. Give props to myself since I styled my own wig. Not hair cutting appreciation.
Well, that's
day.
I think that's what they call it.
Oh, is that what it calls?
Should we give right. props to Courtney's mom?
That's right, Grammy.
She's retired, but yes.
She was.
Yes. Yeah.
She
was. Shout out to Grammy, Laura, all my boos out there.
Yeah, Savak, the homie that comes over.
Yeah.
And
right.
Mario.
There we go.
Who does his own hair.
That's right. What up, Mario Lopez here, and it sounds like Joel Alwyn is going to need a new local bar. Taylor Swift's new song, The Black Dog, has turned one of his usual spots into a tourist destination. Swifties have been showing up at the pub to take selfies and look for London boys. Taylor hasn't confirmed that the song is about Joe, but fans have been putting together all the clues. Wow. All right, let's get back to music. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for your comments. What'd you find in our mention center?
This is from at CaptainDinosaur81, and he said, how is no one talking about this $30 million heist that was like something straight out of Ocean's 11?
Actually, CaptainDinosaur81, it's more like the movie Heat. If you ever saw that movie, one of my favorite movies, Michael Mann with De Niro and Pacino, it takes place in L.A., and they're an organized crime group that does these bank heists, and they got away with a lot of money in their final, a few guys died, and it was
Did they ever get caught?
Well, like a few guys died, only a couple got away, so I guess a couple didn't get caught, but some did. And there was another, that was a movie, of course, and there was another real life crime heist prior to the one that just happened, back, I believe, in the early 2000s here in North Hollywood. And that changed policing forever because...
Was that the one with all the automatic weapons and the body armor?
There were these Russians.
Yeah, that was crazy. Came,
and they were like in part of the Russian cartel, and they were spraying all the cops, and they outmanned the cops. They had too much artillery for the cops.
And then they stole
Well,
all
and
the
they
money?
Were all wearing like body armor. It was like armor. Insane
they,
stuff.
They injured and killed a lot of cops and a lot of... Eventually the helicopters, and they chased them, they got them. But they got away with it for like a minute. And then they... Bottom line is LA is... Bank robbing capital of the world. I don't know if that's a good thing, unless you're...
I don't think it is. I don't think we should brag about it.
No.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Bethany Frankel putting a pause on her podcast. No new episodes of Just Be Divorced are in the works, and she's scrubbing past episodes from the internet. Bethany's mother passed away recently, and she wants some time to grieve and process. Well, thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family right now. What up, Mario Lopez here. I want to remind you about the new Bon Jovi doc that drops tomorrow. We've teamed up with Hulu to spread the word. It's called Thank You, Good Night. A lot of footage from back in the 80s, but also a story about John's battle with vocal injuries. Looking forward to checking it out. That's tomorrow on Hulu. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for today's birthday shout outs. We're going to try to guess the ages. Who do we got?
Renee Zellweger from Cold Mountain Judy, Chicago. By the way, she was actually really good in Judy. I saw that movie and she like really did become her.
Did she really? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, she's a good actress. I just remember the first time Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Bridget Jones's Diary, right? She does all those.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to wedger my bet, I'm going to say 52. Oh, God. I'm sorry for these jokes, you guys.
48. 55.
Wow. 55. Okay.
Talia Shire. 4 Rocky movies, 3 Godfather films.
Francis Ford Coppola's sister.
Is she in relation to Jason Schwartzman?
Mother, right? Mother.
Yeah.
Jason Schwartzman's mother, Coppola's sister.
That's right.
She's great, though.
Nicolas Cage's what?
Aunt.
No.
Cousin.
Cousin.
Dang. Oh, wow. What a genetic pool right there.
Well, Coppola.
It's a pool of nepotism.
Coppola hooked him up. She's great, though. She was great in Godfathers, and she was great in Rockies.
No, she is good. I mean,
she's great.
She deserved to be in it.
When Coppola hooked up his daughter, Sophia, that everyone agrees, that was bad. But his sister got down. Tyler Shire was really good. With all that said, she's got to be 72?
I'm going to say she's 75.
78.
Wow. Okay. 78. Oh, my gosh.
And finally, Al Pacino. We were talking about Heat earlier.
Al Pacino is 90.
83.
84.
Wow.
And a new father.
That's right. And a new father.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
Woo! Mario Lopez here, and it looks like we've got something in our inbox, courtesy of the TalkBack button on the iHeartRadio app. This one's from Tanya in Ohio.
Hello, Mario and Courtney. It's Tanya. I want to request a song, Bones by Imagine Dragons. Thank you.
Tanya from Ohio, so nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for the message. We're going to try to get that in the mix for you. And listen, if you got something you want to say to us, please just open the iHeartRadio app and find the TalkBack button at the bottom of our station.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex and then he's very vulnerable so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. I didn't realize this show had such a long run. Zach Roloff is leaving the show Little People, Big World after 25 seasons.
That's still in the air?
That's unbelievable. He's been there from the start, back when he was a teenager in 2006. Zach's parents continue to film, even though they're both in new relationships now. That's fascinating. Went through a divorce. They're in new relationships. Although there's been no official announcement yet from TLC about season 26. That is one heck of a run. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. And over the weekend, I got to do something that I never, ever get to do. And I was so excited. Actually, we got to do something. Sleep in.
What is that?
How great was that, honey? We were in San Diego for an event that I had to do. And we went to bed before 11 p.m. It was definitely before 11 p.m.
This is at your parents' house?
No, this is at a hotel. We stayed purposely at a hotel to not be woken by my dad or my mom. And it was between 7:30, 11. And we woke up around 9 something.
Oh, dang.
And then actually my wife woke up and I said, I thought you were going to sleep in with me. Teasing, which by the way, that would have been a really good sleeping in
so
already.
So 9:15, I'll take it.
Exactly.
That would have been almost, what, 12 hours?
No. That's closer to like 10 hours, but that's still incredible. However, we went back to sleep. It was nice and cold, nice and dark. We went back to sleep. We woke up at, what, 1:15?
Yes.
What?
Can you believe
that?
You
slept at 1:15 in the afternoon.
Yes.
And we could have kept sleeping. We had to make ourselves get up. But how amazing was that? We slept so much we were tired.
You hibernated.
Yeah, it was straight hibernation.
Like, did not care if there were any emergencies. I had.
Like, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Thanks for taking care of our kids.
Sometimes you got to shut it down like
we
that.
We just needed it. Coming off of
Chicago.
The movie Chicago, and then coming back straight into. I mean, it was needed.
It was, and it was awesome. Awesome.
So, how long do you think you'll be refreshed for?
I was just refreshed yesterday. I'm exhausted today.
You're
exhausted today. No, it's still hanging in there. It's still hanging in there.
Exhausted.
We got to do that at least.
Every weekend.
Yeah. That's a good move,
at least
man.
Once
Fuck.
A month. Would
no,
be nice,
just at least. Even if we go down the street to a hotel.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Lopez with a quick reminder that we're giving away a trip to Vegas. Just head over to the website right now. Someone's going to take a guest to Resorts World Vegas. It's very cool there, too. You're going to get a big dinner, VIP nightclub passes, even some pitchers for day drinking. Big thanks to Resorts World Vegas for hooking it up. To enter and get all the rules, head over to onwithmario.com and good luck. Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Kim Zolciak divorce is back to getting downright petty. Kim posted a photo this week of Croy in black and white with the caption, RIP. Even her kids thought he had died. Well, he hasn't. But their finances, however, are another story. So this drama continues. You can get the latest details over at onwithmario.com. You're on Mario Lopez, and Megan Thee Stallion is accused of being a backseat freak.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So this story is wild. It's been all over the internet. A former cameraman is suing Megan Thee Stallion for harassment and throwing down some pretty shocking claims. Emilio Garcia says Megan hooked up with a woman in the back of an SUV, and he was forced to sit there and watch. He says Megan told him to never talk about it with anyone. Megan denies it. She says he's trying to embarrass her and get some money. Let's assume that's the case for a second. That's a pretty wild story up for some money. That, I mean, you're really going out on a limb there with your reputation. Good luck, Emilio.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz. Emma Stone wants to set the record straight when it comes to the Oscars. At the time, it looked like she called Jimmy Kimmel a over a joke. But she says she's not upset with him at all. In fact, she says she's near unoffendable. Huh. And it's easy to have thick skin when you walk away with the Best Actress award. My gosh, that's funny. All right, let's get back to music. What up, Mario Lopez here in the weekend's calling off a huge stadium tour of Australia and New Zealand. It was originally supposed to happen in November, but he postponed it to this year. Well, now he's just canceling it entirely. Ticket sales for all the big concerts are currently struggling down under. So I'm sure that had something to do with it. But right now, let's get back to the music. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's put on our thinking caps. It's time for Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
Okay. What is a law that you break on a regular basis?
Speeding. Didn't even have to think. I break it, but guess what? So does everyone else around me. No one is driving 55. The average, I want to say, is closer to like 70.
You also do other things, but we'll just leave it at that.
What?
I do not do other things. I do not do other things.
More Mario Lopez next.
What's up, y'all? Mario and Courtney Lopez. Time for one last thing. I had a nice little afternoon, father-daughter afternoon with our girl Gigi, Gia Francesca Lopez. She's 13 years old now, and I get consumed with the boys because of the wrestling and the jiu-jitsu, and her cheerleading practices are usually later, and I'm not able to make a lot of them because of work. But this weekend, I was available, and she had a practice because she's got a competition coming up. And I said, hey, it was a nice day out. I said, you want to go for a walk? She's like, yeah. So we went for a long walk for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Two-hour walk?
Well, I mean, it's like a stroll, not like literally a stroll, because then we ate some food. We had some ice cream. You know, we made like a little afternoon. It was a really pretty day. And we didn't look at our phones once, not one time. And she didn't. I find myself like biting my lip when I'm talking to her because she's got that teenage sort of
cadence.
Yeah. I don't want to say like the Kardashians because it's a little more drawn out and slower, but she's kind of like a Valley Girl from the 80s a little bit. Oh my God. There's a lot. Oh my guys. And everything. Literally, there's literallys in every sentence.
Dad,
there's, oh my gods.
Know.
It's hilarious, and I just let her little giggle just like warms my heart and makes my day. And then I went to go to her practice, to go to her cheerleading practice, which, man, those are long. 3 hours for those practices.
Yeah, after that two-hour walk.
I was tired. I can't believe she wanted to do that. And she was very happy about that, so I'm going to make it a point, more father-daughter afternoons, if that's okay with you.
It's more than okay with me.
Yeah, but you have to take Sonny.
I was with Sonny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was with both the boys. So yeah, I think that's on the agenda now.
No, it melts my heart, and it's something that means a lot to her.
Yeah,
I know, I could tell.
I love it.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
Time for me to pass the mic, but I will be back tomorrow with your first look at everything new hitting theaters and streaming. Until then, this is Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.